You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic physician, lecturer, author, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Hello, everyone. Gosh, I'm so excited to be here on Radio MD. This is my first show of many, and at Wellness for Life Radio, my guests and I are here to share all of our best health strategies and provide practical and easy-to-implement guidelines to improve you and your family's health and well-being. Now, what do I want to talk about today? I want to just jumpstart today in my segment and about one of my favorite topics, and it's all about motivation. Motivation, what it is, and how do we generate it so we can sustain the energy to deliberately create our life, you know, the life that you've always wanted. Now, the term motivation refers to factors that activate and direct goal-oriented behaviors. Now, motives are the whys of our behaviors. And so basically, you know, when you think about motivation, it's generally the desire or willingness to do something, right? You know, I want to help you experience something that should be a very natural and easy to generate thing. But most of my patients and people will say that this is one of their top things on their list that they want more of. They want to experience more of. You know, actually, I'd say that it's top two things we all want more of. Number one, we all want more of motivation, like I said earlier. But number two, we all want more energy, brain power, more body energy. Now, some people might say that, you know, you can't have one without the other, but let's really explore that clearly. You know, you can have a ton of energy, a lot of energy within you, but without motivation, you just don't have direction. You don't have focus. You don't know where you're going, and you really don't have an end goal in mind. Remember, motivation is a goal-oriented behavior. So what we want to do is we want to figure out what is going on at the end result, right? What do we want at the end? That's what motivation is all about. Now, it's like having a car with a full tank of gas, but without a map or without specific GPS coordinates for your final destination. And then what do we end up doing? We drive around in circles. You end up, you know, at possibly a very undesirable destination. You know, you obviously someplace where you don't want to be. Or in the worst scenario, it's you actually stuck when you don't move at all. There's absolutely no momentum to do anything and you just sit there, right? Well, a lot of us feel that. A lot of sometimes we feel the stagnation with no motivation to do anything. And this is what I called paralyzed will. Paralyzed will. You know, paralyzed will is similar to the feelings of feeling trapped. Trapped in what you're doing, not knowing what to do, difficult making decisions, moving forward, you know. But when you've got motivation, when you've got clarity, the willingness to do something to get to where you want, and then your energy naturally flows. So we've got to have motivation to generate energy in our body. You've got to want to know what you want to do. You know, I learned many, many years ago, he's one of my favorite mentors. I learned this from Wayne Dyer, to be able to think from the end. He says, think from the end, meaning, you know, be very clear of what your end result really looks like. You know, have that clarity in your mind, in your body, that you can actually feel it even, generate that energy within yourself so that you know your final destination. And when you do that, then you, and I mean like majority of the time, you will get what you put into your body, what you put into your mind, how you create it. So that's why we want to, you know, I want to help you motivate you so you can perform and you can move and you can act and you can create. And then what that happens, obviously, is that you're going to create your energy. You'll create your power within you, power within your brain and within your spirit. So how do we motivate ourselves and sustain it? I know that's your next question, because, you know, we can talk and talk about motivation, but if I can't teach you how to do it, then, you know, what's the sense, right? How do we activate ourselves? How do we generate physical and mental energy so we can deliberately create our future and really fulfill our dreams and goals that we've always wanted, right? Well, that's exactly what I want to share with you today. You know, before I start giving you all the details, I just want to share you with a story. It just happened, and it's in my mind, and it's a story about one of my patients, and she lives in San Diego. Her name is Sharon, and I wanted to take, you know, I've been taking care of Sharon for over 10 years, I'd say. Her and her entire family take care of all various types of health issues because I do all natural care in my practice, holistic medicine, allergy care, and all that, right? And, you know, 4 weeks ago, Sharon actually had an accident, automobile accident, and fractured her right wrist. So bad that actually what happened was the thing that blows up when you hit too hard, the airbag, excuse me, I couldn't say that word. The airbag bursted in front of her and literally the impact of it broke her right wrist. And so she called me right away. We had an emergency phone consultation. And like I said, she lives in San Diego, so I do a lot of phone consults with her. And she wanted to know everything. What can I take to build my bones and heal my two wrist bones that are completely fractured? And what can I do right away so that I know I will have a complete healthy wrist within 6 to 8 weeks? And so I gave her, you know, all my regimen, lots of bone formula supplements, told her to change her diet. I even put her on, you know, a little program that she needs to do so that we can start decreasing the pain and restrictions from the arm. And that was 4 weeks ago. Now, I'm going to fast forward to just a couple days ago. Sharon actually walked into my office, and I don't get to see her very much because she is from afar. My practice is in Santa Monica, California. So, you know, she drove up over 2 hours to come and see me, and immediately I knew something was up. You know, I can tell that she was feeling really down in the dumps, you know, about her arm, and I can see that it stressed from her body language, her mood. And that she was, her facial expressions even, you know, was not smiling, her joyful self. She's always so vibrant. Her blue eyes, her deep blue eyes were totally dull and without spirit. And so, you know, she said, you know, Dr. Suzanne, I am really in a bad place. I can't do anything with this arm and this cast, you know. And I knew right away at that moment I had to get her back on track, you know, so that she can start healing again, because she was gaining weight really fast in a lot of pain. And her mood and even her family was suffering. So, you know, this is a woman who's the backbone of her family. And this is what I did deliberately. I used my words very carefully. And I said to her, Sharon, you have three other limbs. You have three other limbs you can move. Use them to get more blood flow to the injured arm so you can heal faster and get out of that cast. So, as soon as I said that, I can see the sparkle in her eyes. I gave her motivation. She just needed to hear that, you know, and not feel that this injured arm was weighing her down, literally. So, you know, as I say, what are the things that how I want to help her? What do I want to help her? How did I help her? I gave her a few things, and I'm going to give that to you. There are five questions that I want you to ask yourself. And I do this twice a year, beginning of each year for the new year, as well as in the middle of the year. These five questions are really important, and I just do it and put it in my journal with a pencil. Number one, what do I love to do? Answer this. Write down everything you're passionate about, what you love to do, what you are happy about, what makes you enthusiastic. Number two, what am I really good at? Things that you're good at with your skill sets. What's your expertise? Number three, what type of environment do I love? What do I love to commune with? And what kind of location do I like to be around? The ambience. For me, it's in the sun and in the ocean. What is yours? Number four, what do I want to accomplish before this life is complete? Make your bucket list, everyone. This is very important to motivate you. Now, number five, where do I see myself at the end of the year? The end of my first year, my fifth year, my 10 years. All of these five questions I always answer, and I answer with a paper and pencil. And why a pencil? Because pencils, you can erase. You can erase everything, whatever's happening in your life, or what you don't want. And I really believe that. I love, love pencils. And I find that by doing that, you'll be able to motivate yourself, gain that energy, and do exactly what you want. Now, until then, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to serve you. I am dedicated to helping you feel better and be the best so you can live an exceptional, healthy life full of energy and enthusiasm. Thank you.